Weren't you kind of astonished by the arc of his life?
And that was really the impetus that made me think that this is that there's enough content here to tell a compelling story, and that I myself would love to do the research. I love piecing together that. And I want to draw attention to one particular figure, his grandmother, whom we call Nama. And I could just picture her from her descriptions as being one of these great New Orleans grandmas. And they lived in a three-story 1850s house immediately behind Lowe's Theater, like wall-to-wall with the Lowe's Theater on 129 South Rampart. And later on, she funded the purchase of his very first camera. And right. So his whole career is traced to that. And I love those moments when people reflect back on their childhood. What was that inflection point that drove you? And, you know, grandma funding the purchase of a camera was one of those. And he had this great story of this would have been right around during World War II, when he needed to get up to grandma's place on the third floor. They would have this little whistle, this like this, and Nema would come to the window and drop a key down from the third floor. They'd catch the key and they would work their way up these, you know, really steep 19th century staircases. And you know, they're right in the middle of you know, poverty, but also you know, national eminence. Just one block away was the theater district,
right?
And this is where all those, you know, Gone with the Wind, all these first run, The Wizard of Oz, they played right there, one half a block away, and right down the steps was, you know, the segregated entrance to the Lowe's Theater. So he was in the midst of all of this kind of a cultural nexus.
Action, constant action. Yeah. And I do love that the book is dedicated to Nama.
To Nama.
That was very, very sweet. Now, I think that's that, you know, you get to know somebody in a uniquely personal way when you do a book like this. And, you know, they say all biographers have to be just a little bit in love with their subject, and you learn things from them. What has knowing Dell and Ginger meant to you?
Well, it's opened up a window for me to imagine what it was like to grow up during the Depression and World War II here. I learned an awful lot about the early days of media and how it was, they were pioneers. It was unknown territory. Things were done for the first time, not knowing that they were setting precedents and making their own history. And, you know, just the mechanics of media in those days, the film, the air travel, you know, there was no Travelocity. There was no uploading digital video. They used these expandable onion bags available at the port of New Orleans to ship back their film. So imagine going, you know, flying over to Rome, covering Vatican II, and all your coverage is these, you know, the 16-millimeter film. If something happens, everything is lost.
Right.
There's no backup. So just the actual day-to-day mechanics of news coverage was it was all news to me.
And personally, they're so engaging.
They are.
They're
very, very, very charming couple. And you know, great stories. And, you know, in their position as photojournalists, cameramen, sound people, they had a front seat to history that covered RFK, MLK, Martin Luther King, JFK when he came to New Orleans, interviewed, you know, Yogi Berra.
Yes.
And so it was great to hear that firsthand.
And they'll be with you talking about the book.
Correct. At Wednesday, October 28th at Octavia Books at 6 p.m.
Great. Now, I understand, too, that you're coming up on a very important anniversary in your life.
Yeah. November 11th, actually, 1995, was the day that I first started to seriously study New Orleans.
With what? What was the...
Well, I was collecting historic photos. We were living in Waveland, Mississippi at the time, 50 miles to the east. I was working at Stennis Space Center at the technical end of geography at GIS, computer mapping, remote sensing, satellite imaging. And my real love was historical and cultural geography. So I used my daytime tools of mapping and joined them with my real love of historical geography. So I would come into the city and track down the exact angles that these historic photos were taken at. And once you do that, you start rummaging and digging to understand the urban developmental history of all the change that you see. And so the first day I started doing that was Veterans Day. I was off that day, Veterans Day 1995. And so all of that ended up in my first book, New Orleans Then and Now, which came out in 1999. And ever since then, what started out as an avocation attached to my main vocation over 20 years have kind of integrated and blurred and assimilated together. And so I'm a lucky guy. I get to do what I absolutely love and share it with those who also love it.
Well, readers are lucky too, as you know. Thank you. How are you going to celebrate this anniversary?
I'm going to celebrate it by continuing to do what I started in 1995.
Well, keep up the good work.